and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books, classic and contemporary, that you must read, should enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Once a month, I will also be doing my special edition children's book show involving younger reviewers, talking about and sharing their favourite books. Well, I hope you're all happily settling in to 2021. I'm back from a chaotic but happy Christmas in a support bubble. There is such a thing, a support bubble, with my elderly parents. And we've got home to discover that one of my children's schools will be opening as usual, the other will not be opening, and they will be learning by remote, and it's all a little bit chaotic, and nobody really knows what's going on. So I think this is a great environment in which to disappear into the world of books, and I have some wonderful books lined up for you today. Books about high society in the main, starting with a biography, or a series of biographies, you could probably call it, all in one volume, about the Mitford sisters, entitled Take Six Girls. In fact, the full title is Take Six Girls, The Lives of the Mitford Sisters by Laura Thompson. Now, the Mitford girls, the Mitford family, are pretty much the stuff of legend in this country and abroad. Partly, I think, just because there were six of them and they all did such incredibly different things with their lives, but most of all because they happened to come of age at a time of incredible global political strife and intrigue. You had the rise of the Nazis, the rise of communism in Russia. There was a lot going on in that interwar period. And in their separate ways, they all represent different facets of British society at the time in which they were living. You know, one of them became a Nazi, one of them became a communist. You know, it was a pretty divided family, shall we say. And most of us, I mean, I include myself in this, think of the Mitford sisters and have very little idea of what they were like individually, and quite often get them muddled up. It's sort of, oh, Nancy Mitford, didn't she write a few books, and was she the Nazi? No, was she the communist? Oh, and wasn't Unity the communist, or was she the fascist? You know, they almost just become one clan in the mind, and it's very, very difficult to tease out what the different Mitford sisters represented, because they are always portrayed as one clan. And this is a really excellent biography. There have been a lot of books written about the Mitford sisters, countless column inches dedicated to them. And in my opinion, this is pretty much as good as it gets when it comes to biography. I don't agree with everything Laura Thompson puts in the book, but it's clearly very, very well researched and sympathetically and intelligently written. There's a sparkle to the narrative that makes you want to keep reading. She quotes extensively from letters and documents and articles. There's a lot of material out there. It must have been a huge research project, partly because of the time at which they were living, you know, that there just happens to be a lot of material available. And they made headlines regularly during their lives. To give a bit of background on the Mitford sisters, there was in fact a Mitford son as well, bless him, who was killed during the Second World War, and his legacy, his whole life, is very much overshadowed by this vast clan of sisters he had. The Mitford family were aristocrats. I think that's one of the reasons there is still such an obsession with them. They call it Downton Abbey syndrome. It's actually referred to as Downton Abbey syndrome in the book. I think we just have this strange obsession with the aristocracy and a certain nostalgia for a time when apparently people knew their place and everything was very elegant and people lived beyond their means and messed up their lives and things. Sorry, don't want to add a cynical note to this, but the Mitfords were genuine aristocracy. Not only were they aristocracy, they were ancient aristocracy. It's apparently fashionable in aristocratic circles. I only found out about this through reading the book, I should say. To talk about having been here since the conquest, in other words, the Norman conquest. The Mitford family predate the Norman conquests. So they are a very, very old family. And that in itself is very interesting. I've mentioned in the past some of my brushes with the aristocracy in England, not being at all from that class or culture myself. And